Immigration agents sweep across Maine with local police help despite DemGov's orders to stop. By Warner Todd Houston on January 21, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents swept across Maine with the help of local police departments, despite opposition by the Democrat governor. ICE and other federal immigration officials began Operation Catch of the Day as Wednesday dawned with coordinated raids in counties all over the Democrat-led state. The campaign was peaceful and without widespread protests or obstruction by leftist activists because local police departments were assisting the federal forces in their duties. The state's Democrat governor, Janet Mills, has repeatedly warned state law enforcement not to assist ICE in apprehending criminal illegals and in December gave her approval for a state law that would ban police from working with federal law enforcement. That law has not yet taken effect, though. Governor Mills and her fellow sanctuary politicians in Maine have made it abundantly clear that they would rather stand with criminal illegal aliens than protect law-abiding American citizens, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement issued on Wednesday. We have launched Operation Catch of the Day to target the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens in the state. On the first day of operations, we arrested illegal aliens convicted of aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and endangering the welfare of a child. Under President Trump and Secretary Noem, we are no longer allowing criminal illegal aliens to terrorize American citizens. Weymouth, St. Portland, Maine, ICE raids everywhere. Trump admin with ICE/Immigration Enforcement surprised Maine with a massive barrage of ICE raids in Lewiston, Portland, South Portland, Westbrook, Waterville, Scarborough, and many other locations. The Democrat report ICE line. pic.twitter.com/pz/book7v5vb. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 20, 2026. ICE South Portland, Maine Scrub-a-Dub, January 20, 2026, Tuesday. Immigration enforcement moved with lightning speed today. Biddeford, South Portland, Portland, Westbrook, Lewiston, outside Waterville, on 95, and other locations. It is being reported that local or state police have been pic.twitter.com/yaw6okv/smw. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 20, 2026. Biddeford, Maine ICE raid on apartments, confirmed, January 20, 2026. We continue to get tips and rumors about raids in Biddeford. There appears to have been 2 to 3 raids with handfuls of illegal male foreigners. Portland, Maine emergency ICE protest was abysmal with bad turnout. pic.twitter.com/megbattledy. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 21, 2026. ICE agents tell Portland, Maine leftists to back up today. All across Maine today, Tuesday, immigration enforcement has hit multiple cities, sparking outrage from Democrats and leftists. We're keeping a close eye as the left becomes reactionary to legal federal law enforcement. pic.twitter.com/cq9lj/z9t. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 20, 2026. Scarborough, Maine ICE arresting illegal foreigners. Happening today, January 20, 2026. Scroll down our X feed today. We have endless video and photos of ICE raids in Maine from Scarborough, Lewiston, Portland, South Portland, Westbrook, Waterville, and sightings reported in many other. pic.twitter.com/gfgmalvl. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 20, 2026. ICE spotted at Cabela's, Bud Light facility, and apartments. I can't keep up with all the photos and videos. My entire Facebook page is filled with documentation of the Trump admin with local PD/state PD and ICE surging raids across the state today, Tuesday. Democrats and controlled media. pic.twitter.com/d5uioMAMP. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 20, 2026. Leftists in Maine begin confronting ICE January 20, 2026. There have been 3 to 4 confirmed ICE reports today alone with videos and photos. It appears they've begun arriving. Far leftist activists are already calling to dox this agent. pic.twitter.com/roku29os. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 20, 2026. Some reports claim the leftist activist groups were caught off guard by the large scale of the campaign and the speed with which ICE moved across the state. And some Democrat polls in Maine lashed out at the raids. Democrat U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree blasted the raids and said federal enforcement officials will be held accountable for any illegal actions. "Please know that I stand firmly with our immigrant communities and the people of Maine. We will not stand by as ICE, CBP, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or any other agency tries to terrorize our communities and unlawfully abduct our neighbors," Pingree bloviated. U.S. Attorney Andrew Benson, though, warned the activists that they have no right whatever to obstruct federal law enforcement. Benson warned activists that they have a constitutional right to assemble, but not to riot and obstruct. He said in a statement, "In the coming days, if Maine citizens seek to exercise their rights to assemble and protest, it is vital that these protests remain peaceful. Anyone who forcibly assaults or impedes a federal law enforcement officer, willfully destroys government property, or unlawfully obstructs federal law enforcement activity commits a federal crime and will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." Benson also warned left-wing Democrat politicians not to incite insurrection, writing, "Finally, it is incumbent upon anyone with a public voice, whether that be an elected official, commentator or engaged citizen, to similarly urge peaceful protest and engagement. Divisive, bombastic public statements only inflame the situation and make violence more likely." U.S. Attorney for Maine warns leftists, fafopic.twitter.com/8impt5gf. Steve Robinson, at Steve Robb, January 20, 2026. In the early hours of the day on Wednesday, ICE had confirmed arresting more than 50 worst of the worst criminal illegals. The Department of Homeland Security reported that in the first few hours four dangerous criminals were taken into custody, including Dominic Colley, a kidnapper and violent offender from Sudan, Ethiopian national Ambessa Berga, wanted on assault and drug charges, Elmar Correa, a woman from Angola wanted for endangering a child, and Guatemalan Danny Lopez Cortes, who has convictions for drunk driving. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.